Hello there. My name is Alice Mantle. I am the author of Every Woman's Guide to Retirement. I'm a former lawyer and now a writer with a passionate focus on assisting women to have a more fulfilling retirement. I would like to introduce this series of podcasts in which I'm chatting with Melbourne-based retirement life coach Estelle Kelly about how to best to meet the many challenges of retirement. Estelle has recorded our conversation for her own program, Desire to Retire. We were particularly focused on how women can become better managers of the competing aspects of their life, leaving work, being financially prepared, and understanding legal rights for the future. As much as we may hate our job, the fact is that retirement is a very big step in our life. Leaving paid employment for the unknown and unpaid world of retirement when you are older can be frightening rather than fabulous. I would like to make it an easier and more natural transition for you. For many people, saying you are retired is the same as saying you have become irrelevant and invisible, because for most of our lives, our work has defined our place in the world. Some people try to keep working to avoid deciding how they will spend their time when they no longer have a work structure or work friends. Other people look forward to retirement as being one long holiday, but that can have its downside as well. After the first big holiday, what then? It can be very expensive, not to mention very tiring, always being on holiday. The first question many of Estelle's clients ask is, will I have enough money to last for the rest of my life once I retire? Australia's superannuation scheme is designed to assist us to save for our retirement. But women are still disadvantaged. On average, they earn 20% less than men, and they tend to have a disrupted career because they take time out to care for children and often only work part-time. All of which leads to having about half as much super as their continuously working male partners when they retire. So as could be expected, we have called our first podcast, Facing Retirement Without Fear. It is followed by a podcast titled 10 Steps Towards Retirement, which suggests some practical steps to get ready for the retirement stage. The next three podcasts I have loosely called How to Future-Proof Your Retirement. Future-proofing can be described as anticipating future events and putting in measures that reduce their impact on you. The first Future-Proof podcast concentrates on housing as a major concern for all would-be retirees, whether they own their own house or are renting. The second Future Proof podcast focuses on managing and understanding your finances and being in control of your spending. The third Future Proof podcast discusses doing your will and power of attorney while you are fit and well to be prepared for when you cannot manage your own affairs. I hope you find these podcasts useful, but you can also find these topics comprehensively covered in my book, Every Woman's Guide to Retirement. It is available in ebook or hard copy from my website, www.mantleadvisory.com.au. Thank you and happy listening.